Everyone wants to lead a free life. To be your own boss is a glorious thing. As well as a business is helpful for many people life by working there and their family gets a relief. Entrepreneurship is a good patriotism too. Today I will share my personal experience when I first started my first startup and crucial moment. You will know why I failed to get the startup fund and was rejected several times. Today I will talk about why I failed to get startup funds. I made a few mistakes when I was a new entrepreneur. If you want to start a startup business or have already started and stayed at the first stage, those lessons helps you to avoid the mistakes that I made in the past to get investment. Let's get started. Imagine you are a startup entrepreneur. Well, first before everything you start to know I will ask you a few questions. Suppose you are an entrepreneur and want to start a startup or already you are on the first stage of business. Oh, don't catch you as a prototype, you are really business-minded people. Without that, you don't come to read startup fundraising obstacles. At this stage, what is the most important for your startup? Comments below. Kindly read/listen to my bitter story. My very first startup failure. When I started my very first startup, we had 5 team members. And the startup was internet related. Every team member did invest the same amount. We have very little money and didn't have enough startup funds. Yet it's not called a startup, it may be called an amateur startup. Because this startup business was closed before it started, there were few causes for fail. Such as, we didn't seriously dedicate about passion because everyone came from a different location and culture. We failed to address and match. Another thing, we didn't have proper management skills so that take the business to organized way. This startup was a few years ago when I was a noob. Now come to the point of my $1 billion idea and matured startup. Why I was rejected 3 times and failed to get my startup fund. Rejected form investment. After failing my first startup, I don't work for this for a few years. I increase my technical and business management skills. This time I will say why my matured startup failed to get funded by investors. I have rejected it 3 times. I get a few reasons why investors didn't invest in my high potential startup. Even the bank didn't help me too. When you go to investors and say invest in your idea or startup, they won't invest in you even you have the world's best business idea. The idea has no value unless it is implemented. A very good idea may fail and a very simple idea becomes a $1 billion company. After being applied in practice, it is understood which is working and which is not. This is wrong, so I was doing it. I was submitting the case study professionally after doing deep research from the very first to the last, but before implementing it practically. I thought there could be no better idea than this. But nothing happened. Many people make such mistakes, especially those who are new. It's not uncommon for that to happen because then a lot of excitement, dreams work. Remember that you may have many possibilities, but not everyone will. You have to prove it. Also, always remember startup fund helps you to expand your business, but the main work is management, strategy, problem-solving approach. What will do if you don't get an initial investment? Well, if you don't get the investment, will you give up the dream? If you come back from the goal, you will never succeed. Think a little about Jack Ma, how many times he was rejected. Failure shows the way to success. A startup fund is necessary, but if you don't have it, keep going your own way even slowly. But don't give up. But I did not lose hope. Just change the strategy. What am I doing? I come one step behind. Start by implementing myself first and continue till a certain stage. When you first come to do business with other people's money, you are finished. You are starting and progressing well, but you will not get the investment unless the investors think that there is a possibility of making a profit through their investment. They are experienced enough in this regard. They address and invest in these investment issues. They know when and where to invest. Honestly, a startup is insecure. What will happen in the future you cannot be predicted in advance. The harsh truth of startup failure percentage. Did you know that 90% of startups fail? That's why when investors invest a lot, they take into account many risk factors such as how and what the return will be, the business model and much more. There is no reason to despair as you head towards your own destination. You too can stay within 10% if you work hard and move forward properly. It is the same for everyone. When Google and Facebook first started, they were also startups. They did not know what would happen in the future. So equal opportunity is 100% open for all. Well, let me just say that I am slowly taking my startup forward and will never give up until I see the end. It doesn't matter who was with me or not. It takes a tough attitude and perseverance. Don't expect respect until you succeed. If you are successful, you will get applause from everyone, but you don't get any applause until you are successful. So it can't be stopped. The dream is yours and happiness and sorrow are also yours. I thought I'd share with you my personal experience. For those who are just about to start a startup or are already in the first stages. When your business will stand up, you don't need any concern about startup funds. Just need to cross the first hill. I always remember the saying, "Do something that makes the country proud of you, history remembers you. All will be well. You are next."